Doug Wright. Doug Wright. Interrupting everything to cover breaking news. You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
We devoted a little more time. We may get to some of this a little later on in the program. We're going to talk about who should be Person of the Year. And by the way, Donald Trump is on the short list for Time Magazine of somebody that is under consideration for Person of the Year. And so we'll look for more opportunities to talk about this coming up here at KSL News Radio. And I really do appreciate it. We've had our phones ringing. We've had our text message board just going crazy. And we'll keep you right up to date on the latest. But I did want to get to this. We haven't dealt with any of our local news, and occasionally there's some good news that we like to highlight, and that's what we're going to do today. This is the headline in the Deseret News. Utah's graduation rate increases to 84%. That increased this year, 1% over last year. And, you know, when you're up in the 80 percentile range, you know, a 1% increase, that is good news. That is substantial. And as I understand it, that we've had a steady climb in graduation rates for our state, and they have gone up by 15% since 2008. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the program right now Mark Peterson, who is Public Relations Director with the Office of Education. Mark, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
I'm delighted to be here, Doug.
Well, I like to talk about some good news occasionally, and especially when it's local and it's something that we have been focused on. Tell us a little bit about these numbers and where we've come from, where we are now, and where we'd like to be.
Well, ultimately, with the Governor in Prosperity 2020, we're looking at hitting 90% graduation rates, and we're on track for that. Just in the last 5 years, we're up 11%. For all students, just again 1% year to year for all students last year to this year, but we're seeing big increases where we really need to see them among English language learners. We're up 20% over the last 5 years. Among Hispanic students, which is our largest demographic minority, that's up 17% over the last 5 years. So it's really good news, especially when we look at the economically disadvantaged students, where we're looking at a 4% gain between last year and this year. So that is not only good news for Utah, that is good news for those students.
Well, I was looking at that. Low-income students increased their graduation rate of 72% last year to 76% this year. Boy, that is most significant. And then I like this one, too, and you've already alluded to this, but just year-to-year, students learning English as a second language, graduation rate of 65%, that's up from 61%. So these are good numbers.
Oh, these are wonderful numbers, and better still with English language learners is the numbers are down. There are more of them graduating, but there are fewer of them. And, of course, if you have a fifth grader who is an English language learner but who becomes proficient by seventh grade, they drop out of that category.
Yeah.
So we're only talking about the ones who are still English language learners as seniors, and those numbers have gone down over the years. So we're doing a better job getting kids proficient in English before they hit graduation.
There was one category, students with disabilities, and in this special needs category, there are some special considerations as I was reading through this that need to be given here. We went from 14% this year, up from 13% last year. So not a huge increase, but there's some good news embedded in here, as I understand it.
Well, I'm not sure it's good news, as it just needs a little further explanation. And students with disabilities, obviously, by definition, we're not talking about students with physical handicaps. We're talking about students with learning disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those are students who have some fairly substantial learning disabilities, and through their individual education plans, they are actually held in the system until they're older. They would not graduate at 18 with their cohorts that they went to school in 9th grade and 10th grade and 11th grade, and they're actually retained in the system, and that number has gone up, which may account for the decline in graduation rates. It's not that they're dropping out, it's that they're being retained in the system.
Right, so they're staying in the system rather than, because that's what we assume. If somebody's not graduating at a certain time, we assume that they have dropped out, and that's not the case.
Not with students with disabilities.
Right. As far as where we are going, as you look at the climate out there, as we move forward toward 2020, and I remember there was a time when that seemed a long way off to me, and that's just now 4 years away here in less than a month. What is it going to take to get to that goal, and are we on the trajectory? When all of these goals were set forward, 2020 came about, are we on target? Are we on the path? Are we hitting the marks?
It looks like we're doing very well that way. What's even more encouraging is if you'll go backtrack some of those numbers. If you'll recall, we had some good news earlier this year about reading rates in Utah for fourth and eighth graders, which have gone up, unlike nationally where they have gone down. And what's really driving that, again, is our Hispanic student population is getting better at reading in fourth and eighth grade, and that bodes well for them graduating in 12th grade.
If there's anything, as you looked over all these numbers at the State Board of Education, as you and the superintendent and others have discussed this, is there any area that kind of bugs you, that you really wish we could laser focus on and just elevate this dramatically?
Well, for me, it's trying to get over that hump that a lot of people have that, essentially, zip code is destiny.
Yeah.
And yes, it is true that Park City School District is graduating kids in the 90% realm, and Ogden City is graduating them in the 70% realm. But it doesn't have to be like that. And I know the school system can't overcome all hurdles in America, but that's the one we would like to get over the hump on.
We did have an increase in the black student population from 66 to 68, but still, you know, that's down in some pretty tough numbers. What is it going to take there, do you think? Is that, again, zip code perception?
I don't know if zip code is. I like to think that zip code is not destiny, because I know there are examples where that is not happening, but it does take resources to overcome some of these humps. And again, we have the same issue with American Indian population. Again, mm-hmm. A nice 4% jump from last year to this year, but it's still at 69%, and that's just not good enough.
Right. Mark, I appreciate you walking us through these numbers. It'll be interesting to see what the legislature comes up with this year and what kind of funds, what kind of opportunities and things that hopefully will help us towards Prosperity 2020. And I appreciate you being part of the show today.
Oh, thanks very much.
Mark Peterson with us, Public Relations Director, Office of Education. Now, coming up, we've got our Doug Wright Show halftime show. And boy, we go all the way from the Pope to J.K. Rowling to Finland. It's all coming up. Stay right here.